Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you heard the new buzzword making the rounds of the communities involving personal development and growth? It's known as ego effectiveness. And what does this mean, more importantly, about you getting your goals and turning your dreams into reality? This is a training I just did for one of my certified hypnotists that I'm instructing, and I want to you to have this same insight. Okay, so ego effectiveness simply means that a part of your personality comes out that does what it knows it should be doing for your health and well-being. And you will operate in a manner consistent with that part of your personality. You'll have higher self-control. People who watch your nonverbal communication, because most communication is nonverbal, they deem you more competent. You're going to experience higher levels of well-being. You're going to make decisions based on the values that you want to experience. You will have consistent habits for health. You have learned how to delay your gratification. And anything that causes you to experience being misaligned and incompatible, you will have what I love this term. You will have a necessary ending with it because it no longer supports you at your very best. So ego effectiveness actually is based on the work by Milton Erickson, who was a phenomenal hypnotist. It is based on his hypnosis work known as ego strengthening. So let me talk to you about this. And when people hear ego, they, oh, the ego's bad and it's inflated. No, you have to have the ego. This is also known as your executive functioning center. And it is the part of you that makes decisions and it analyzes about what you need to experience in life. Okay. So you have two aspects to your ego. You have a pain side and you have a progress side. The pain side of you is you went through an experience that gave you programming, conditioning around problems, and that aspect of your personality is incongruent with your goal. Then you have the progress side that still has programming, conditioning, but it designs a life and it knows how to get you where you want to be. So you have these two aspects and they are in conflict with each other. So which one is going to be more effective in leading a healthy life? Well, that's going to be the part of you that's very functional. Unfortunately, this is the part of you that is also the youngest. I don't mean in maturity. I mean in how long it's been around. It's something that maybe you've developed the last few years. The wounded part of you that experienced pain and is trying to do everything in life to cope with that pain, that was a younger you, very immature, but it's actually been with you the longest, so it is more effective in getting triggered and coming to the surface. So in psychological circles, they're writing all these papers that are now getting published in all these journals. And what I, as a hypnotist, have been using for 18 years now, which is the ability to allow these two parts of your personality to actually come together as a team. Because you've got this younger you that holds all of this energy and this vibrancy and creativity. And then you've got the progress side of you, what I call your wise woman, that understands the lessons of life and how to funnel all of that into the fulfillment of getting your goals. They need to be working together, not pulling you apart. But to do that, you need to understand four things: programming, conditioning, problems or designs, and identities. So programming is what you've been taught to do with your actions. If you think of a computer, you buy a new computer, you have to buy Word if you want to do any documents. It no longer comes preloaded on the computer. So you want to use your computer and take advantage of all the things it does. You have to load it with programs. Well, it is said that 80% of who you are and the actions you take as an adult was learned by age 8. Uh-oh. Not based on bringing you out at your best, but based on who someone else needed you to be for them to be okay. Wow. All right. So we have to upgrade the programming. I'll give you an example of this. I have a family member that was just diagnosed with a medical condition that I was actually diagnosed with 20 years ago. And so my mom's reaching out to me. Oh, bless their heart. Going, you need to tell this person what they need to be doing with their health. And you need to make sure they understand. No, I don't. No. See, my mom was in an environment where she was taught to be an incredible codependent and always hand her power away. And I was taught to be the codependent to pick that power up and become the female leader in the family. And I put that down 18 years ago and said, I don't want to do that anymore. I will create the space for others to be their very best. What they do with that space, whether they actually use it as a bubble for their brilliance and they turn themselves on even brighter, or they use it to literally hang themselves with their habits, really does not matter to me, because I can't take more responsibility for their success than they do. So there was programming there that I need to be responsible for others. I took that programming because that programming won't go away. I took that programming and I upgraded it. And I said, oh, my responsibility is creating the space for others. It's not for what they do in that space. So you got to do the same thing with your programming. Then conditioning. Conditioning is the emotional experiences that you were taught to seek out. So typically we see people have been programmed to have 10 different types of emotions. Unfortunately, 8 are negative, 2 are positive. And then you keep recreating those emotions the rest of your life, even though we are told that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different types of emotional states out there. Emotional states that you consistently experience will either strengthen or weaken your body. Yep. You take a look at somebody who's having a challenge with their weight. You can tell what type of emotional states that they're in. They are in emotional states where they don't feel like they have any control over their life and they're using food to compensate for it. So we need to look at upgrading the conditioning. You know, anytime I work with a client past the first time, one of the things that I ask them to do is tell me about how they're feeling. So in my all access pass clients where they get to work with me every single week, they know that they need to bring a different feeling to me. Just had someone tell me this morning, oh, vibrant. Yesterday it was somebody said going up an octave. I'm like, well, oh, isn't that interesting? Being able to sing about life at higher levels, because now we're able to take on emotional states that are going to strengthen us with our actions. And then from there,
You've been taught to solve problems, not design a life. Solving problems is how you got through school. You solved enough problems, you got promoted to the next grade. That is completely different. That as a spiritually mature adult, you know what's brilliant about you and how to showcase that brilliance. That's how you design a life. And that's what we want to focus on and being effective, because that programming, that conditioning, and that designing all has an identity attached to it that is congruent with the goal that you want to turn into your reality. And the reason why you're having a hard time with that is because you are very effective at allowing the painful part of your personality to be triggered and come to the surface. But whatever age you were when that personality developed, that's the age you are that comes out, that's trying to handle the adult challenges. And if you couldn't handle it then, you can't handle it now. All right. So if you are ready to spring into your next level of success with your programming, conditioning, designing a life, and the identity that is already there, but you just need to be effective in calling on it and having it show up in a way that leads you into success. If you want to explore that more, then let's have a spring into success consult. Text me 1-636-699-7791. Again, that's 1-636-699-7791. Tell me you want a spring consult. I guarantee you will walk away from that time with at least one tip, tool, or technique to improve the quality of your life same day. That's how fast this works. And then we'll also decide if we're a good fit. And if we are a good fit, what might have I that would work best for you? Is it maybe an upcoming workshop? Is it working with me privately? There's a lot of different options. So let's first make sure we're a good fit before we talk about those options. Okay, so ego effectiveness. You can do this. How do I know? Because you're already effective at causing problems and solving them. Now you can be effective with what's on the other side of using that pain and giving it a purpose for your progress. I believe in you. Now let's get to it. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life, and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.